Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Sports Radio Network. News update. In golf, Gary Woodland denied Brooks Koepka's bold bid at history and made U.S. Open memories of his own Sunday with two clutch shots, a birdie putt on the final hole, and that silver trophy in his hands at Pebble Beach. Phil Mickelson managed to birdie the final hole and shoot 72 to complete a disappointing U.S. Open that saw him finish before the leaders teed off. Never much of a factor in the championship, he finished at 4 over par. In baseball, San Diego pitcher Matt Strom drew a pinch hit, bases loaded walk in the ninth inning to rally past Colorado 14-13. With that, the Padres and the Rockies set a modern era record by combining for 92 runs in a four-game series. In the NBA, after trade news broke that the Lakers were landing Anthony Davis, Caesars Sportsbook trimmed the Lakers' odds to win the 2019-2020 NBA title from plus 400 to plus 350. And the Toronto Raptors coach Nick Nurse confirmed Sunday that he plans to coach the Canadian national team starting with the World Cup this summer. I'm Chris Bavona, and this has been your Fantasy Sports Radio Network news update.
Stay tuned to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network for more updates at the top of every hour.
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
I feel like I have to remind people that Toronto won the championship. Like, they are NBA champions, and yet...
Oh, wait, not the Lakers?
Yeah, no, not the Lakers. And again, no, not the Golden State Warriors either, which is what has dominated the airways and on social media and headlines everywhere. And I feel terrible because it's ridiculous. They did such a great job in winning this championship. What an amazing year. And yet nobody, and when I mean nobody outside of the, you know, the 25, Toronto fans here and mostly the entire country of Toronto, nobody in the sports media landscape has any interest in covering what's going on with Toronto at all. And it's crazy because the entire weekend, right up until Anthony Davis was announced, of course, they pulled the trade off the Lakers. Unless you've been under a rock, you have heard Anthony Davis is on his way to the Lakers in exchange for pretty much half the team. Pretty much the same deal we had heard about during the season prior to the deadline. It's pretty much that. So... they also gave him the number 4 pick, the Lakers did. So the Pelicans got just about everything they could possibly ask for. And in turn, the Lakers got Anthony Davis. But prior to that breaking about 5 o'clock on Saturday, every conversation across the airways and across social media was the Golden State Warriors and what happens to them now. What do they do? Steph Curry is not big time. He's overrated. Does Klay Thompson come back? What is Kevin? Right. It was amazing to me. And then, of course, once Anthony Davis, that news came down, that was all what it was. Laker talk, LeBron talk for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's what it's been. And not one time did I get anybody talking about Kawhi Leonard or, you know, what
NBA champion,
how great
right.
Lowry was and, you know, Serge, but nothing, Dane, nothing. So to your credit, it wasn't as if you had said that, you know, listen, I get it. There, it's Canada, but Canada don't necessarily, and everything that happens in Canada as far as their sports teams goes, doesn't necessarily pique the interest of the sports consuming audience in this country. And yeah, yes, you're going to have your pockets where people love it, but the truth is, it doesn't move the needle. They don't move the needle, and nobody was talking about them still to today. Still, nobody's talking about the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, and that's a shame because, remember, we know, yes, it was a compromised Golden State Warriors team. Yes, a lot of people believe the Big Bad Wolf would have had his day if, you know, Kevin and Klay were there, myself included. But, you know, we have to tip our cap. This was a great run by Kawhi Leonard, you know, as a potential free agent, really putting that city on the map. So many respected league veterans from Kyle Lowry to Gasol to Ibaka getting their ring. But, you know, people are not paying attention. The gears keep on turning in this 24-hour news cycle, right? It's like, oh, LeBron got his trade. Oh, Kyrie's getting positioned to go to Brooklyn. Oh, Kevin and Clay, what are they going to do with their injuries? You know, that is what dominates the back pages. And I've always said, I wonder if the president's even going to invite this championship-winning team to the White House. And to the big, to your point, are we talking about the current champions? One of the notes I had after the AD trade is that the Lakers are now, Joe, by the way, the plus 390 favorites to win the NBA championship next year in 2020. So my, how soon we forget about the Toronto Raptors, who less than a week after their championship are now the third choice to go back-to-back. But like you said, you're right. They will never get the credit they are due because people feel like they got lucky facing a compromised Warriors team. Call the media market what you want, Gabe, but they're not generating the buzz of the casual fan in this country. It's got to be Drake giving out massages that get people excited about this team. And honestly, it's a damn shame because they were a great championship team.
Yeah, it is a shame, too, because what they did was you can only play the team that's put on the court, but I've heard everything from there's an asterisk next to this this championship. It's amazing to me.
And you
got to
put an asterisk on the first one from Golden State because that was without Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love on the other side.
People will not give them any credit. It's a shame.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Here we go, final hour, make it rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, as we take a look this hour in what is upcoming this week, including got a little Women's World Cup, plenty of great matchups in the MLB, and of course, getting ready for the NBA draft, and trying to figure out, well, what does it all mean now that the Lakers have acquired AD? Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Will dive into that trade and the craziness that that will come from that. Still a lot of questions to be answered in the NBA. Who's going to be playing where? What does it all mean? We did say that that once the first one drops, right? Once the first move drops, it's going to be very interesting how the dominoes fall into place. We've heard about Kyrie going to Brooklyn. We've heard about, you know, KD going to the Knicks. He's coming out. Will Clay stay? There's still a lot to be decided here. And it looks like over the next couple of weeks, we will have our answers. But it starts with the NBA draft, which I think is probably the easiest. I don't know what those odds are, but I'm going to assume Zion going one on a prop bet is probably the most heavily favored prop bet in the history of prop bets there as the
minus
Pelicans.
8,000, Joe.
Yeah, 8,000. There you go. Minus 8,000. So, the fact that it's not minus a million is amazing to me. I'm not sure what they thought is going to happen there, but fairly certain the Pelicans will be going ahead and taking Zion Williamson with the first draft. And really after that, it's now that the Pelicans as part of that draft got the fourth pick, what do they do with the fourth? Do they hold on to it? Do they think there's only three guys worth having? A lot of rumors already that they've received phone calls. People want to move up into that to get the number four. So all in all, the weekend was definitely won by the NBA again only. And it's sad. And we talked about it. You heard it at the top of the hour there. It's sad that here's Toronto. Did an amazing job of winning a championship, taking down, you know, the world champion Golden State Warriors, and yet everybody is talking about anything and the Toronto Raptors. It's absolutely crazy. Oh, yeah, their GM almost got arrested, I guess. Maybe that was the other topic of conversation. Unreal. We'll dive into it coming up here. Final hour, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
KD might not even be a Warrior. Klay Thompson might not play next year. Boogie Cousins ain't playing for $5 million again. Seriously, it's going to be Quinn Cook and Steph Curry, and you guys going to be charging like 5 times the prices that you were in Oakland, now in San Francisco? Man, the NBA has really been turned upside down, man, and on its head. And even as I sit here in a Kawhi Leonard Raptor jersey, there's no damn guarantee that Kawhi Leonard is going to be a Raptor in 2 weeks from now. No guarantees.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Yeah, welcome to the new NBA, where don't buy a jersey, don't get yourself too attached to guys, because you just have absolutely no idea who is going to stay, who is going to go, as free agency is almost upon us. You've got so many questions surrounding your favorite NBA franchises, and of course the Lakers won last year's free agency period by signing LeBron. That was huge news there. And yeah, Kawhi, oh, by the way, Kawhi went to Toronto, but we heard Toronto, he didn't really want to go to the Toronto, but we were all like, yeah, it's Toronto, so you know, they should be pretty decent, but Philadelphia is going to be better than them, so is Boston. Nobody right. gave him any love last year right around this time. We were all talking about, you know, LeBron, who definitely moves the needle, and how it was LeBron's time. He was going to bring back championships to the L.A. market. And then we watched what happened there. And then, of course, the team that nobody paid attention to, well, they win a championship. And, you know, here we are on a Monday morning getting ready for a parade in Toronto to celebrate. And once again, nobody is talking about the Toronto Raptors. And yet they've got some questions of their own that got to be decided. What will Kawhi do? Will he stay? Will he go? The Lakers have already, you know, pushed out the narrative that they're going to go after Kawhi. They're going to make a pitch. And, you know, it's Kemba. They're basically going after everybody. I've heard at least a report about every possible free agent in the world that the Lakers are going to make a run for. And yet we just heard last week, right, from Wojnarowski about how most free agents are like, yeah, I got no interest in going over there at all to LeBron or to that organization. So it is going to be very interesting. It's exactly what the NBA wants. And can I tell you, probably from a fan perspective here, Dane, shouldn't we be rooting for KD to the Knicks? Shouldn't we be rooting for, you know, LeBron James at this point? Shouldn't we be rooting for these teams to be good? Isn't the NBA better, more exciting when we have this kind of drama every year to 2 years? I mean, isn't that a good thing for the NBA? Shouldn't we be embracing it? And instead of saying, let's keep everything the same, shouldn't we be going, no, hell no, let's swap these guys every year or two?
Yeah, I mean, listen, for the last few years, everybody's been like, wake me up when it's Golden State versus LeBron, right? And now it's shifting. You know, the Warriors dynasty, whether it's over or whether it's entering a new phase, I think this does build excitement. I talked about it last week, all the storylines that'll happen, not only the free agent moving, you know, but the drama on the coast with the Knicks and the Lakers. But you have a lot of up and coming young teams that I'm excited to see how they build over the next couple of years, right? Whether that's Milwaukee in the East, whether that's don't look now, but like Western Conference semi kind of teams like Portland and Denver, you know, who will be maturing, you know, what happens in Houston. I think there's a lot of things out there. And one of the things you mentioned, Joe, was this idea that taking a page from the NFL, they are now a 12-month-a-year sport, right? Things like the start of free agency and the draft, things like understanding what the schedule will be like, understanding the NBA combine and stuff like that. And by the way, Joe, that brings me to the poll question. NBA finals are done. You know, these golf and tennis majors are over. A lot of people think it's like, oh, we've officially entered the boys of summer. But the poll question is, what are you most interested in over the next couple of months? And Joe, here are the options I put out there.
Go ahead.
MLB, Boys of Summer, baseball, right? The soccer, the summer of soccer. Remember, there's the women, there's like Copa America, there's the Gold Cup that U.S. is playing. The NBA offseason or the ramp up to NFL training camp. And Joe, how do you think the survey went in terms of like, you know, what people care about, what they're focused on? You're talking about the buzz and what people are talking about. It ain't the Toronto Raptors, right? What do you think sport-wise? Soccer, MLB, NBA offseason, or the NFL training camp? What do you think won the poll?
Probably the NBA offseason because it's recency bias.
All right. What if I told you, Joe, that this is another data point of the damn NFL being king? Because 33%, a third of the vote already, is NFL training camp. Then it's pretty even, okay? NBA offseason and Major League Baseball, 24%. And soccer right behind at 21%. So it's interesting, right? Like the things that are actually happening in front of our face, soccer and baseball, less exciting than like buzz reports, rumors, whether it be trades and free agency or like, you know, excitement for training camp because, you know, NFL is still king. I find that interesting, Joe, when you're talking about like what are people talking about?
Yeah. And they're talking about getting ready for the NFL, and it'll be here before we know it. It's kind of crazy to think about
it. Draft, yeah,
yeah, it is coming, and there's a lot going on between now and then. And the NBA, to their credit, they have figured out a way to reinvent themselves each and every week. And while we all scream and yell about collusion and it's absurd, they're all. Yeah, they've probably been doing it for a long time. But ultimately, by the time tip-off of next year in the NBA, aren't we going to be glad that Kevin Durant is, you know, associated with a new team? Isn't the buzz around the NBA going to be different next year than it's been in a long time? And I think that's good. I think that's good for the NBA. I know they raise their eyebrows and they fine teams for doing this and that. But ultimately, it's exactly what Adam Silver and the NBA wants. Keep us top of mind. And, keep us different because it's, although it is hard this day and age to actually fall in love with a team because the guys that you fall in love with, in all likelihood, they ain't going to be there in another year or two. But that's the reality. These short-term one-year deals, it's good, but I don't know that it's a great business model long-term. I don't know how many teams are actually ever going to be able to afford to actually put teams together like the Lakers are trying to do. I mean, at some point, like the housing bubble, right? It's great and everyone's making money, but Doesn't that business model explode at some point down the road? Because ultimately, aren't we just going to get the same five teams rotating players then over and over and over and over, Dane?
See, that's the thing, though. That's what I actually think is why there's good excitement, because people believe that it might not be just the same thing. That's the contrast I'm drawing, in fact, Joe. Like, over the last few years, everyone was like, okay, it's Golden State, it's Cleveland. It's Golden State, it's Cleveland. Maybe Houston knocks them off, but it's Golden State and Cleveland. They literally face each other four finals in a row. I think the fact that, and by the way, Joe, we've talked about it, the Warriors were minus numbers to win the NBA championship for something like 4 years in a row straight, literally like over 1,000 calendar days, right? Now, yes, there's this LeBron and the Lakers stuff, but they're down to, they're up at plus 390, right? There is no definitive favorite. You got the Lakers, you got the Bucks. I think the idea that there are storylines and there are open questions, that is what generates interest. In college football right now, we're like, oh, we're going to see Alabama and Clemson again? Boo-hoo, wake me up. If I saw the chance of other teams, and that was what breeds excitement, since if it was unknown. And I think we're going from the known to the unknown, and that is what generates this excitement. Not only the player movement, but the growing sense that, you know, the dynasty is coming to a close, okay? Because what they're going to have is Steph and Draymond next year. And, yep, LeBron and AD are a big two. Dame and CJ McCollum are a big two. We'll see where Chris Paul winds up. Can Jokic and Jamal Murray take another step? You know, that's what help will Giannis get? Is Boston back at it? These are all incredible questions, but I think it's all because people know that the door is open. And just the fact that the door is open will build interest among the fan base.
It's it's going to be at least the next year or two. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how it all lays out. You know, the problem with this whole build a team by getting free agents, there's only a handful of these. There's only so many of these game-changing, franchise-changing players right now in the NBA. So if you are a team that is, you know, you're stuck with having to build through the draft, which obviously is what puts the Pelicans in such an interesting position right now. But a lot of other teams don't have that chance because outside of the top three or five players in the draft, there's no real game changers. It's not like the NFL draft. It's a longer, tedious process, and it's also longer and tedious for the fan base. So while it's nice to get the big, you know, that big five free agent, you know, game changers, that's all there are. How many times are they going to change teams in 5 years? It's not a sustainable business model. If I'm Adam Silver, I'm going, it's okay for the short term, but in the long term, this is going to implode. Like, we can't keep doing
this for years to make it happen, and then you strike out. Like,
crazy. Yeah, it crazy. Yeah, truly it is.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
All right, people, time to make it rain here on a Monday. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, as we get ready for the upcoming week. Women's World Cup continues as the U.S. is breezing along there, taking care of Chile. Yesterday over the weekend, 3-0. And of course, they did a little celebrating there while so many people chastised them for going overboard against Thailand there. That was nice. They did a little golf clap yesterday, a little trolling, I thought was impressive by the Women's World Cup team there, who said, okay, you don't want us to celebrate? Okay, we'll do here's a little golf clap afterwards there. I thought that was fantastic. Of them, Carly Lloyd, of course, responding, and after she scored her, I think, the third goal of the game, she said, okay, not a problem, here's a golf clap, guys, let's all gather around. I think she sent a very interesting message there saying, yeah, we heard you, we don't care, but we heard you, and congratulations to the women's team. They won 3-0. Now the big game, of course, is coming up, I believe, is it Wednesday or Thursday this week against
Thursday,
the undefeated
Sweden.
Sweden, right? The undefeated Sweden
the
team.
Yep.
That'll win the group. So, and I'm going to assume that the U.S. is still the favorite in the group there from a betting perspective. I'm not going to think that the Swedes by any chance are going to be carrying better odds than what the U.S. team is. But they will advance if they win this group. And of course, in all likelihood, it looks like they're still going to be taking on France, I think, from their group. That's
probably,
how the
yes.
That's how the quarterfinals line
Unless
up, right?
Unless there's an upset today.
Unless there's some sort of upset here today. But, you know, you had mentioned there's plenty of soccer going on. The Copa America, the Gold Cup. There's a lot of soccer happening around the world here. So plenty of opportunities. And I can tell you this, outside of the U.S. border here, you can count on people really getting involved. A lot of handle coming in. To the offshore books on the world of soccer.
Sure.
Real people are just glued to the television sets trying to figure out exactly who's going to advance. And I think it's all said and done. What are we, about 2 weeks away from crowning a champion? Is that how long it takes, Dane?
No, it's longer than that. The final for the Women's World Cup is July 7th, okay?
Wow.
So this will end the group stage. And what you'll also notice, by the way, is usually you've seen games that say like 9, noon, and 3 o'clock Eastern. This week, Joe, starting today and running through Thursday, what they do is they play simultaneously, okay? So all of Group A, for example, both games will happen today at noon. Group B will finish up with both games happening at 3 p.m., and they do that so that they don't know what they need. They have to happen simultaneously, okay? The group stage will be over with Group F after Thursday. They'll take Friday off, and then the round of 16, the knockout stage, will start this weekend, okay? But think about it. That's the round of 16. There's 8 games in that one, then 4 games in the next round. So it goes all the way until past July 4th. The final will be July 7th. I believe that is a Sunday, the first Sunday next month.
Interesting. Going to take that long. It's nuts.
It takes a while.
Yeah, it's going to take a while. It's like the NBA playoffs, man. It's going to be absolutely crazy there. But there's a lot of opportunities, of course, to get behind your favorite country, your favorite team here, U.S. women. I want to see them. I do think their path becomes a little bit easier if they do. Obviously, they beat Sweden on Thursday. They take care of France. Then it's really going to be on that side of the bracket, unless something dramatic happens. The U.S. should be in the finals. They should be, they should be in line to be able to compete at least for the World Cup. But I do think their hardest. This is going to be their toughest test on Thursday. I think we'll learn a little bit about this team. And so far, it's been a couple of cupcakes that they've walked through there in Thailand and Chile. But I do. Sweden's going to give them an interesting battle. But ultimately, let's face it here, there should be no reason why the U.S. team is not battling for the World Cup here in July. That first week in July. At least there's nobody else I see in their way, Dane.
No, I mean, we're talking about the same old teams. You know, the Frances, yep, the Germanys, and the Englands of the world. But a lot of these guys, or teams, gals, are on the other side of the bracket. What I will say, though, is a lot of these projections for the knockout stage is under the premise that the group stage goes chalky, Joe, right? And so people have been pre-slugging like, oh, the Group C winner and Group C second place. And, you know, the matchup, the bracket is determined, but not the teams in those matchups, okay? So that's why you got to keep an eye out on this week, because you may get a shocker or an upset, and a team that was supposed to be in second place in the group goes to first, or vice versa, and that upsets what are these anticipated matchups. Yes, people believe that it will be France versus the United States in that second round in the quarterfinals, but for example, you know, today, if Norway gets a win and France ties, you know, that could happen. Everyone's expecting the United States to beat Sweden on Thursday. But, you know, there could be some moving and shaking. The projected matchups of the knockout stage are all based on if the group stage goes chalky. And as you know, Joe, that ain't always the case.
Yeah, that is not the case, which leaves plenty of opportunities for people to be able to cash. That's the whole point, right? Looking for a little bit of those looking for a little bit of those underdogs. You go dog shopping, and there's an opportunity to make some serious money, and especially with these totals and those types of things. So there is plenty of opportunity for you guys to make a few bucks there, certainly early on in these World Cup matches, where you've got a lot of 3-0, 4-0, you know, 5. You're getting some of these. You're getting some of these matchups where you're going, wow, that's they're not going to score, so there's an opportunity to be able to cash some money. And, you know, a bunch of guys have done that, certainly betting with the U.S. team. Although, you got to get it. Timing is everything, right, Dane, with these things? That line opened up with Chile and the Americans. It opened up at 3, but it was bet up over the week. It was bet to 4.5 as far as the amount of goals. And, of course, they scored 3 in the first half and didn't score any in the second half. So that's why if you would have gotten it early on, you made an awful lot of money. If you waited too long and you took the over 4.5, that was a bit of a problem for you. But the good news is I think this Sweden game is going to provide some opportunity, because there's no way that the odds makers are going to look at this and give us another 5 or 6 spot right on the board there with the line. This should be a little bit more down the earth from a odds perspective than what we have seen so far when they start posting things for the Americans and just assume they're going to blow everyone out.
Yes, it should be. And by the way, I don't know if you watched at all, Joe, the U.S. game against Chile, that Chile goaltender was standing on her head.
Should have been 19-0.
Right, exactly. So, you know, you got to look a little bit deeper into the box score. And the other thing I'll caution people this week, okay, like I said, the groups will be decided. There are some teams that don't need to play their starters, okay? Yes. This is, in essence, for some teams, this is week 17 of the NFL season, okay? So before you take a big, you know, team like a Germany or an England or a France, and you're like, oh, I've seen these gals look great for 2 straight games. Look at the group standings and if there's anything left for these women to play for. Because then, Joe, that concept of load management, remember, yes, these women, they in essence run a 10K every game, all right? And if you just one run this weekend, you got a game this week, and then you got a big one, a knockout stage starting to play, and let's say on Sunday, and there's an opportunity to rest some of your big ladies, you may. So Remember that when you're betting these final group stage games this week. For some teams, it's like week 17 of the NFL season. So remember and look at the group standings to really see the motivation of teams. We always come back to that, and that's a very big factor this week in the final round-robin game of the group stage.
So true there, too, man. Dive into the box scores and understand exactly what it is you're looking at before you make any decisions, because you might go, what did they take their foot off the goal in the second half? They scored three in the first. Yeah, like, no. Like, that goalie was on top of her head. It should have been 8-0, 9-0. It could have been if that goalie for Chile didn't make some of the best saves that we've seen thus far. Really, really good. So it wasn't, no, the U.S. team, golf clap and all, wasn't taking their foot off the gas. They were peppering shots left and right there, but that goalie was phenomenal. So we got some soccer this week and a pretty good indication of what it's going to be like for this women's team, who really await France, unless something crazy happens there, on their way to a World Cup. And of course, here in the States today, we got ourselves a parade in, whether people want to acknowledge it or not, there is going to be a parade in Toronto, in which Raptor fans, I believe, have been camped out for the last 48 hours looking to get a spot. I mean, these were the same people who would try to get into Jurassic Park. These were diehards. And the same thing is going on now. They've got people who have been camped out on the sides of the streets 2 days now, waiting for this parade here today. And I'm trying to think, have I ever been such a giant fan of a team and gone to a where I would camp out for 2 days? I got to believe the answer is absolutely not. But give credit to these fans, man. If nothing else, they are as tenacious as they come, man.
They sure are. This is a big event. We talk about this, Joe, how outside of this country, you know, it's the biggest out there. We did like the richest athletes, remember? And it was all soccer guys. You know, we talk about the ratings and it's all soccer worldwide. You know, we talk about the handle worldwide. So absolutely, this is big stuff. And this only comes around once every 4 years. This is the event of the world for the next 3 weeks.
This is their, this is it, guys. They've been waiting for this forever, and they've got it, and congratulations. But I can promise you this, the NBA next year is going to look a whole heck of a lot different than it looked here this year. And it's, I think we should get used to that, especially a year without any Kevin Durant talk. Because I don't know why in the world he would ever come back until he's 100% healthy. No Klay Thompson. You're going to have it's going to be all LeBron 24/7 out, you know, 24/7. Where do the rest of these free agents go? We'll talk a little bit about that, try to make sense of this as the draft is just around the corner. That's coming up next.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. Do you want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Yeah, looking at the lineup here today in Major League Baseball, and I see we've got some very interesting games happening. Giants, Dodgers. You've got the Mets taking on Atlanta. We've got some interesting, going to be real interesting there. Zach Wheeler taking on Mike Soroka, who quite honestly is looking at what, rookie of the year there, could very well be. The kid has just been absolutely phenomenal. That's at a pretty short price in Atlanta, whose bats have been absolutely on fire. They did a pretty good job against the Philadelphia Phillies, and all of a sudden, the National League East is very interesting, Dane, moving towards the All-Star break here. It's kind of, you know, we had counted out the Braves. They were trying to put it together, but Dallas Keuchel is on his way. They've got some help happening. That lineup is ferocious with Atlanta. You got this kid pitching over there, and all of a sudden now, you shouldn't be sleeping on the Braves, who people forget, you know, they were at the top of the heap there last year, weren't they?
Yeah, and remember earlier in the show we were talking about it. I think this is a very interesting week where teams might only understand themselves as buyers or sellers a little bit more. And the NL East has battles, right? I think you got Atlanta and the Mets, for example. The Mets go down a little bit more with Syndergaard on the IL. Maybe they become sellers, and they have some veteran pieces in the bullpen around their lineup. And similar for for Philly and Washington. You know, I am going to keep an eye on the Mets and the Nationals as two teams who, in the next week or so, the next couple of weeks, if they see that they can't make hay against Philly and Atlanta, they may declare themselves sellers like the Seattle Mariners, and there could be some interesting pieces on the move. I also remember, Joe, I also told you about this, and I'm going to say it again on Fantasy Freestyle tonight. In AL only, in NL only leagues, you have an opportunity now to maybe sell some of these guys who may get traded. Like last year, think about the guys who got traded and moved from the AL to the NL and were just removed in fantasy baseball from your universe. Guys like Manny Machado, guys like Mike Moustakas, guys like Chris Archer, and a ton more. Okay, so think about that. When you're playing fantasy baseball, you look at your players and their stats. It's time to look at their teams as well and understand if they're buyers or sellers and anticipate what moves may be on the horizon there.
Yeah, and you know, you had mentioned it earlier too about Lucchesi on a mound here tonight for San Diego, coming after scoring 92 runs with Colorado in a four-game set. I don't think enough can be said about the impact that Tatis Jr. is having on that San Diego lineup, and they will be at home. I'm not a big fan of Chasen, man. I just
that's why I'm looking not at a that guy over, that. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, a guy has just declined outing after outing after outing, and I do think if a Padres offense coming off like they're doing, they may not score 92 runs in this series, But I do think that they've got the ball heading in the right direction here, and they're starting to roll. And Lucchesi on that mound at a short price, I'm seeing minus 125, minus 128, somewhere in that ballpark. I'm starting to think that maybe, just maybe, the San Diego Padres there, Dane, might be somebody you want to take a look at. The Mets game feels like a trap to me, though, because Wheeler is not nearly as bad as people think he is. The numbers bear that out. The other kid has been phenomenal, but, man, I don't know. That just feels like a trap game to me, man. It really, really does. I'm way more confident in fading Chasen tonight for the Milwaukee Brewers and backing a team that just came back like they did over the weekend against Colorado. So I'm going with the Padres, brother. Give me the Padres in this game here tonight.
Well, you know I can't be mad with you taking the Padres. The Padres are two under 500. I need them to win, what is it, Joe, 65 games this season?
65, brother.
So I still feel good about that.
That's correct.
But listen, Joe, we've been talking about it all year long, man. I'm not taking sides anymore, Joe. And whether they're minus 200 or not, I'm just taking totals. I'm finding teams that have good offenses or good ballparks or the wind blowing out. And unless there's, honestly, unless there's a Verlander, unless there's a Berrios, unless there's a Walker Buehler, who, by the way, had another great start over the weekend for the Dodgers, I'm liking the overs, okay? So I see this Milwaukee-San Diego total today. You're trying to pick a side. I just need them to score some runs at 8. I think that's pretty good. It's a lot better than 8.5, in my opinion. I told you Edwin Jackson is on the mound for the Toronto Blue Jays today against the Anaheim Angels. That's a place where you may want to look at the over. Honestly, Joe, listen, we talked about the weather getting warm down there in Texas. Now, they're not a great, huge team, but Clevinger is making his return from injury. So I'm just looking for places where runs could be scored. I think, Joe, all summer long, you're going to see me not necessarily picking teams, but finding spots to pick overs. That's how I'm going to play the Boys of Summer. And by the way, Joe, the Boys of Summer, though, are still only third in our pool or in our poll behind the NBA offseason. Behind NFL training camp.
Keep in mind, too, I'm glad you said that. Overs yesterday would have been pretty profitable, Dane. 10-4-1. The overs now for through 70 games this year, through the 2019 season, 523 and 494 and 46. So that's 51% on the season. This time last year, they cashed less than 49% of that time. Right. From year to year. So we are seeing an uptick there. We're also seeing the league averaging at least 4.75 runs a game, 1.35 home runs a game. That is not only a 7% increase in the amount of runs, but it is a 17% increase from last year in the amount of home runs per game. So what we are getting here, guys, is definitely a shift, and we are getting a trend now after 70 games. This is a pattern here. It's not a fluke. After 70 games, we are scoring runs. We are fewer balls in play, more balls in the air. Everybody is swinging upwards. There is no more ground balls. It is. Let's see how many home runs we can hit and how many times we can get the ball in the air, which also neutralizes a lot of guys, and keep this in mind, pitchers that were sinker ball pitchers, you know, they used to be great. Like a lot of ground balls, and not anymore because nobody's swinging level anymore. So you're not going to be able to get a guy to hit on top of it. Everybody is hitting a four iron now. So even sinker ball pitchers are watching their ERAs go up through the wall. The only pitch that seems to be dominating, and you'll see this with guys like from Minnesota, Odorizzi, right, whose numbers are ridiculous. But when you dive into the numbers, like you said, Dane, this is a guy that should not be as good as he is because the numbers don't bear out. He also throws a four-seam fastball more than anybody else in the American League. And the reason he does it is because you and I both know four-seam fastballs rise. Yep. So they got a better chance of getting guys who that pitch, as opposed to a sinker ball pitcher or somebody who throws, you know, an off-speed pitch, which guys can get underneath. You start seeing more four-seam fastballs, guys are going to swing and miss it because it's rising, and guys are going to get underneath it, and there's going to be more pop-up. So even the way guys approach pitching is changing this year, and we've seen it, and the numbers correlated through 70 games this year. Just, you know, you got to adjust from a handicapping standpoint. You got to realize it ain't last year. It ain't the year. This is a new era in Major League Baseball, and you've got to start thinking a little bit differently when you start going after these games.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been saying it all year long, and now it looks like there's enough of a sample size, Joe, for valid, reliable data science. We've been talking about these three true outcomes and what that means for the overs. I'm going to be on overs all season. You talk about the rising fastball is one. I submit another way to approach it also if you're looking for pitchers, Joe. Give me Kyle Hendricks, okay, out there in Chicago. You know what he's like? He's like what Greg Maddux used to be, okay, Joe? Everybody, you're right. Everybody has that same swing, that same bat path, right? And if you get caught in that bat path, it's going out with the launch angles these days. But what Kyle Hendricks does is he's a lot of, you know, he adds 2 miles an hour here. He's got a lot of movement. He's got that backdoor two-seamer, that sort of thing. The stat to look at for him, and Baseball Reference does a great job of this, is like hard hit percentage, right? How many times people are barreling it up? And Hendricks is one of the leaders at avoiding that, okay? It's ground balls, but it's a lot of weak contact. You got guys putting their home run swing on every single pitch, and this guy, you know, with a lot of late movement or switching it up, you can't barrel him up as well. And in this day and age, that is a big time kind of value with the way the game is played these days. So watch out and notice why a guy like Kyle Hendricks is doing it. But other than that, I'm taking the over. I'm on the over on Milwaukee San Diego tonight. I think that the Padres have enough enough momentum after their weekend in Coors. I'm not expecting 12-9, but the total is only 8, and I think I can get above that because Milwaukee, listen, they hit bombs. They score runs as well, Kristen Yelich and the boys. So I'm over that 8 on that. I want to give you one soccer game real quick too, Joe.
Go.
Remember I told you about this is the last time of the group stage, and so you need teams that, you know, maybe there's a talent mismatch, but also that they have something to play for. And today, that is in play, Joe. Give me Norway today, Joe, against Korea. All right. They are tied for second in that group. France is the big boys. They are tied with Nigeria. And the fact that those games are playing simultaneously, Norway needs to actually keep their foot on the gas. And, you know, Korea has gotten banged twice. Norway has been good, beat Nigeria, lost a close one to France in their second time around. Norway is much better than Korea, and they have reason to keep on playing because, you know, their status in the group in the knockout stage is on the line. Give me Norway today in a 3 o'clock Eastern game.
I like that, man. We're gonna go a little Norway today. Can't wait to do it.
Over on Brewers and Pods. What you got?
Yes, I also want to see. Let me see here. There was another game that caught my eye. How about them Reds? How about them Cincinnati Reds and our boy Louis Castillo hosting the Houston Astros tonight? Oh, Wade Miley. I just saw that game. I'm like, ooh, -115. Interesting. -115. Louis Castillo, Wade Miley in their building. The over under there, 8.5. Might have to look at a first five situation for that. And also, a lot of teams, a lot of people sleeping. Do not sleep on the Texas Rangers. This is a real team. Yeah, who can actually hit the ball really well. They can score a bunch of runs, and they've gotten some great production from guys like Mike Minor on the mound and Sampson. They've got some guys that can pitch. They're home tonight against the Indians, and they're plus money, +120 tonight for the Texas Rangers with Lance Lynn going up against Clevinger, your boy there.
Yeah.
That's a lot of, as a home dog, you're expecting me to believe the Indians are going to outscore the bats of the Texas Rangers.
By the way, Joe, I just looked on my total that I just gave you. Yeah,
right?
Brewers, Padres, behind. It's up to 8.
Already went up.
It's up to 8.
I'm taking Lucchesi. Give me a short dog, minus short favorite, -115. I'm
taking Norway today.
Give me the Padres. All right. Enjoy the day. Morning After coming up. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., recapping it all. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Have a good day, guys.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Rain.
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
Ball, number two pick. Ingram, number two pick. Zion, number one pick. Whether they use or flip the number four pick this year, Drew Holiday, an all-star. We're talking about a nice young core that gets to kind of in a low-pressure way without LeVar, without, you know, eyes on them because everybody's worried about the Lakers and the Warriors and the Rockets and these other teams. Don't look now, but in 3 years when these kids are all in their mid-20s and Zion's a superstar and maybe one or two of these other guys are also all-stars. Oh, and by the way, and then that year, they also have two first-round picks. And the following year, they have two first-round picks from the Lakers. This is a team where the arrow is pointing up. You think about what it took, you know, when they traded Herschel Walker, right? The Cowboys did, and the haul that they got back. Guess what? That turned into Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin, and now LeVar Ball or Brandon Ingram or Zion Williamson or hell, even Brandon Clark with the fourth pick could wind up being this same thing for the New Orleans Pelicans. I think it's good actually for both teams based on where they are in their cycles.
Well, I mean, listen, you've got, it's great for the Lakers because now that you make this kind of splash, it grabs the headlines, which we know the Lakers want positive headlines with all the negativity they've had, right? So it accomplishes that because they are still the friggin' Lakers, all right? So they get the headlines, they get the positive headlines, right? Everybody forgets just what kind of dumpster fire this organization was just 30 days ago. It recharges the fan base, which means they'll go out now and start spending money on things like, I don't know, season tickets, individual game tickets, merchandise, all that kind of stuff. And you've paired up two of the best players in the league together. So there is always that. However, we also know that that's not going to be enough, especially two guys that are injury prone now. LeBron, because of last year, and obviously because he's getting up there in years, and Anthony Davis' entire career, he's been injury prone. So, you know, there is going to be more needed before we start crowning these guys champions, which of course,
they're going to sign
you know,
a max contract guy. They're going to sign like a Jimmy Butler or a Kemba Walker, and Kyle Kuzma's an 18, 19 point a game player.
But again, you're going to need more than that. We watched Golden State, and without having a bench and without having guys on the bench that could actually come in at the biggest moments and win you a championship, there's a sacrifice by having not one, not two, but three max guys, or at least a third close to a max guy. There are ramifications for that. You just traded away three damn good players that would have fit that role perfectly. You gave them up to go get AD. There's no guarantee LeBron stays healthy. There's absolutely no guarantee that AD stays healthy. And okay, you're going to go out. Maybe a Kemba Walker, if he's willing to take less than $30 million plus. You've also got the opportunity. Yeah, Jimmy Butler, if he's willing. There's a lot of ifs here with the Lakers. And it might all just come together, you know, puppy dogs and rainbows, and they win a championship. All I'm saying is, I ain't putting my money down on the Lakers to buy a damn thing, nor have they earned any of that kind of respect to go, these guys are really well run. They know if this was Pat Riley, if this was, you know, if this was an organization, Golden State, that seemed to have, I don't know, had their crap together over the last 5 to 10 years, I'd be like, you know what? They're going to figure this out. They're good. But the craziness of dropping this team as a 3-1 in Vegas favorite to win it is mind-blowing to me with how many ifs we just threw out there. And all are very legitimate, man. I mean, there is, for as good an opportunity as there is for these guys to really make a dent and make a run for them.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.